For the purposes of the transcript, this is Ican Gak Plenary Hall 4AB from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Gak Plenary Hall 4AB on Tuesday, July 16th.
Okay, everyone, if you could take your seats, let's get started again. Okay, all right, so welcome back, everyone. Just a few organizational points to keep in mind. We're circulating an attendance sheet. Jeannie's very good at, and then a reminder, there will be special buses arranged to take us to the CCNSO anniversary event. so that this can be made as smooth a process as possible for us. So again, I encourage all of you to take advantage of these opportunities to socialize and join in the celebrations with our Country Code colleagues. So with that out of the way, just some notes on the agenda. As you know, we were planning to address the outstanding strings discussion in this session, but more time is needed for consultations with some GAC members. And so we have notified you via the GAC list that we have moved this to Wednesday. I think it's at 11:30 a.m. when we will have that meeting. But I do think that if we can continue this process of consultations, if I can talk to a few more colleagues and some that I have committed to come back to, then it will allow that session to go more smoothly and for us to understand how that will be conducted in advance. And I think that is in everyone's interest, given that there are some sensitivities associated in particular with discussing those issues and those remaining strings in that session. So as an alternative, Brazil, please.
Good morning, Chair. Thank you. Just related to this shift of the agenda that you just announced and sent us yesterday evening, or afternoon, sorry. I would like to ask the Chair to review this proposal, the issue, agenda that beginning of our work and some we plan our delegation and trips based on that agenda. If we could review it.
Objections via the GAC list about this change, but I did consult with the vice chairs about this before making the change to the agenda. And as I say, it's going to help us to have more time. Frankly, I just don't think we're all ready for the discussion today. However, if you are prepared to make a statement, then perhaps we can receive the statement now and then address these issues tomorrow as proposed. Brazil?
Madam Chair, no, I'm making a statement. I'd like to propose to the plenary to review this decision. If you could put to the decision of the plenary.
Thank you, Brazil. And I'm explaining the reason why we have proposed to move it to tomorrow. I do not believe we are ready for discussion of all the strings that are on the list. Consultations have been ongoing. My consultations have been ongoing. And we need more time for that. However, if you wish to make a statement about a string that is on that list, then we can hear that statement now. I think that would be a way to proceed. Okay, so I see Peru, Argentina, and the EU Commission.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, everybody. We would like to support the request from Brazil. Any GAC member has the right to ask for the review of a chair decision with all due respect. In our case, we haven't been consulted, being main a country mainly interested in the discussion of .Amazon, among other strings. And we are concerned about the fact that this shift in the agenda may not allow enough time to have a thorough discussion of what is the main business of the GAC. So we would like to endorse what Brazil has requested and, of course, join the plea for all GAC members to review this decision of the chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Peru. It's unfortunate that I was not aware of your views before we sat down to have this session. It would have been preferable to understand your concerns and to look at forward before plenary. So you may feel that you were not consulted, but neither have I been consulted in terms of your concerns. And of course, I am happy to take note of them. So Argentina, you are next, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Argentina shares the same concerns as Brazil has expressed, and also Peru. And I would like to remind you that we did a statement in the name of several of our countries of the region that we are worried about specific strings in that list of strings that have to be reviewed. Also, I would like to remind you that in Beijing, the agenda was changed and was shifted to Thursday, some work that has to be done, and some of us were already scheduled to leave that day. So we would like to have more time to discuss some issues that we think are substantive important for our region. Thank you.
Thank you. So as I understand it, the concern is that we won't have enough time. I believe we will. And I think the question that you are particularly interested in, the governments that have spoken so far, will be addressed very quickly. And if we can discuss outside of this session, then I think that would be useful so that you know how it's going to be handled and what you can expect. And this is what I mean by wanting to make sure that all of the consultations in the corridors are complete so that session can actually go very quickly and smoothly, in fact. Next, I have a EU Commission.
Thank you, Chair. I understand your concern of moving on quickly and that it might not be the right moment to come to a definitive conclusion. But I think one of the words that was also mentioned in the opening session is empathy, apart from efficiency and effectiveness. And I think if the delegates feel strongly about having some discussion at this stage, I would like to support the Brazilian proposal to have at least a first discussion at this stage of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, EU Commission. Okay, Iran, you're next.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Yes, we understand that you have consulted some colleagues. You may have not been able to consult others. However, we have the distinguished Deputy Minister of Brazil here. He wants to follow the questions. We have full respect to all of our colleagues, and we have to work together. I suggest that instead of discussing an hour what to do with the agenda, you continue your consultation this morning, and with the proviso that this afternoon you provide opportunity, at least the string that Brazil and some other country are interested to be discussed while the Deputy Minister is there. So we should, I think, work collectively and friendly. And I leave a little bit of time, maybe up to noon, you can do that. Perhaps at least you consider the possibility that give priority to these things while our distinguished colleagues from Brazil is here. We don't want to disappoint anybody, and we would like, because he might have very heavy agenda and they have to leave here, and that is also, we also support the proposals of other colleagues they have made, that we need to continue that and take into account of the concerns expressed by our colleagues. This is point one. Point number two, Madam Chairman, not ask for the floor again. We have sent you a letter, and we would like that tomorrow when you discuss, you provide us opportunity to briefly present the thrust of our letter. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. Chile, please.
Thank you, Chair. We circulated a document, a few of the countries of our region, on the first day of this meeting, and what you expressed regarding that statement was that that was going to be discussed today. So I think that we could, if that's good for everyone, we could at some point talk about those topics, because there are relevant countries here that have concerns. So I think it would be important to hear in this session what's going on and where are we standing at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Chile. Okay, so we have some time now before we break. So for those here present that would like to comment on the outstanding strings, let's do that now. I would like to keep the time in the agenda for Wednesday as well, but as has been proposed, this is an opportunity for at least some initial discussion, taking advantage of those that are present and giving them an opportunity to make their comments today. All right, Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like also to thank our colleagues that support our request, and I would like to emphasize the importance of having this discussion today as well as were planned a few months ago. So I would like to propose that we follow the suggestion of the Iran representative in having this discussion today afternoon, probably at 2:30 today.
Okay, we're looking at the schedule, and we have a session planned with the CCNSO at 2 o'clock, so depending on whether we can make changes to that, we may or may not be able to have the discussion at 2:30 as you describe, but we do have the time now if you did want to make comments, as I say, before we break for lunchtime. So, India, please.
Thank you, Chair. Let me introduce myself. This is my first intervention at the GAC. I am Ajay Kumar, representing Government of India, and I would request the indulgence of the GAC plenary to consider a request which India has with respect to a couple of strings. These strings we had actually issued our early warning way back as per the time schedule, and we had also engaged in a process of dialogue and interaction with the applicants with respect to these strings. And we were happy to work with them and to come out at an amicable solution. Unfortunately, however, that while the discussions were going on and we were under the impression that we would be able to achieve a resolution, things have reached a situation where I don't think we have been able to reach to a situation where we could agree to these GTLDs. I know this is beyond the deadline, but the request that I have for GAC's consideration is these two GTLDs. One is .Indians, which is very close to the CCTLD for India, and the other one, .Ram, which is the biggest Hindu deity in India for the biggest chunk of population in the country. Both of them have very serious concerns within the country. This matter has been considered in our government both with various stakeholders as well as with various ministries of the government. And we realize that it is difficult for us to agree to these GTLDs. I understand that we are actually behind time and GAC has been proceeding, and we greatly appreciate the great work which GAC has been doing. But the fact of the matter is that if we were to ignore the objections that we have today, we actually have a situation which will need to be addressed. And therefore, I think considering the large number of people who are expressing the concerns with respect to these application, the GAC may deliberate and find out a way to resolve these objections. We cannot have a process really which would lead to a situation which leads to a problem. I mean, the whole process through which the GAC has been going on over the last so many months has been to find out a way by which the GTLD process can proceed smoothly, as well as we are able to find a way, to address the genuine concerns of the governments. And here we are in a situation, despite our best efforts, despite the interactions we have had at different times with the applicants, we have not been able to resolve. So I think given the magnitude of the problem and the sensitivities conveyed at the highest levels from the Government of India, we would request the GAC to kindly consider taking this matter and raising it along with the rest of 14 strings that are being included in the shortlist in the Beijing Communique. Thank you.
Thank you, India. Iran, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Why, we fully respect all distinguished colleagues in GAC to make every statement or every request, but perhaps for the sake of time, we just limit this period of time, 1 hour and so, to the Amazon discussions, because our distinguished colleagues has difficulty for tomorrow. While we respect all colleagues to make every point at a later time when we come to the discussion of a string. So this is an exceptional case for Brazil because they cannot stay here tomorrow. So if all distinguished colleagues agree, you limit the discussions to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. I'm happy to hear initial comments and discussion from any of those governments that interested in doing so in terms of the outstanding strings that we have identified, but certainly Brazil and others may wish to comment specifically on Amazon. But I like this proposal to have an initial discussion now to make use of the time we have. So, okay. Peru, please.
Thank you, Chair. So as we understand, and our thanks to our GAC member of Iran, we are to start the discussion on .Amazon at this moment. In this and that sense, let us remind that we have already distributed a statement on what the position not only of two countries but of the whole region is in this regard. And if you allow us, I would like to ask our colleagues from Brazil to make the first presentation, and then we will come back to complement what they are going to say.
Thank you very much, Peru. Brazil, are you requesting the floor, please? Brazil.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So We would like to, first of all, thank you, the GAC and the chair, to accept our request to start this conversation today, to take advantage of the presence of our Vice Minister here, whose presence here express the wide and deep concern of the Brazilian society with the solicitation of the registration of .Amazon. As you may know, we had a very deep, long, and fruitful discussion in the Brazilian Congress about this. Our congressman expressed their concern about the risk to have the registration of a very important cultural, traditional, regional, and geographical name related to the Brazilian culture. We share this opinion with all the countries in the region, so Peru, Colombia, Venezuela, Ecuador, Suriname, all of them in a meeting in the Amazon Treaty Organization last April produced a document, a declaration related to the .Amazon, expressing their concern to the registration of this very important name to the Brazilian society. Afterwards, we had a meeting in the ILAC, which comprised the Latin American and Caribbean countries in May. The same as well, all the countries supported the Brazilian and the Amazon countries demand to the GAC, to our fellow countries, to send an advice to the board to reject the registration of .Amazon for the same reasons. As you may know, the Amazon region, only in Brazil, comprises 50% of our territory. More than 30 million people live in this region in Brazil. We have the one of the most important biosystem in the world, with a very huge sort of fauna and flora. And this concern is also shared by all the Amazon countries. Besides the Latin American, Caribbean countries, besides the Amazon countries, within the society, we had a very meaningful reaction against the registration of .Amazon. We have a declaration issued by the Internet Steering Committee, the Brazilian Internet Steering Committee, which is a very democratic and multi-stakeholder platform which takes care of the Brazilian policy on the Internet. We had a very huge reaction from the civil society, which is organizing a document signed by thousands of people to be sent to the GAC board, to the ICANN board, reacting against this solicitation. So, in a certain way, we fulfill the requirement which was posed by the Beijing communique. I would like to read the exact text that we have approved, or sorry, because I was not here, you have approved in Beijing 4 months ago. Which says, the GAC advised the board, so it's already a decision from the GAC, that in those cases where a community which is clearly impacted by a set of new GTLD applications in contention has expressed a collective and clear opinion on those applications, such opinion should be duly taken into account together with all relevant information. As you may remember, on Sunday, Peru, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, and Uruguay sent you a letter where we explain all this reaction from the society, from the Brazilian society, from the Peruvian society, from the Brazilian Congress, from the Brazilian Internet Steering Committee. And we would like to come here again to ask the GAC members to support a GAC advice to the board in the same terms as we have approved last meeting in Beijing about .Africa. Besides that, we think that the principles approved in 2007 by the GAC as well comprise our demand on this issue. I would like to inform all of you that we have very good conversations with Amazon Inc. We understand their business plan. All of our conversations we have met at least three times were carried out with a very faithful willing from both sides. Nobody thinks that each of the other side has a bad faith on this. We understand their business plan. We understand their willing to make a good job, but for a matter of principle, we cannot accept this registration, and we have expressed to them this position very clearly, very politely, and very frankly. So I would like to ask my Vice Minister to complement these initial words. But I would just ask you again, reinforce the Brazilian demand to the GAC members to approve a rejection on the registration of .Amazon by a private company in the name of the public interest. If the chair allows me, I'd like to ask my vice minister to talk.
Thank you all for this support to our request. I would like to add 2 points to the comments made by my colleague. The first one is that this domain, this string .Amazon, it affects a large number of communities in the Amazon, which is based on, which covers 8 different countries in South America. I would like to recall what was said yesterday in the opening speech by the Commissioner of the African Union, where she said the importance of protecting geographical and cultural names in the internet. So I would like to ask the support of the members of GAC to reject this proposal of registering .Amazon.
Thank you, Brazil. I see Peru.
Yes, Chair, thank you. With your indulgence, just to highlight 3 or 4 points that we think are crucial for the understanding of our request. And first, in terms of legal grounds for our request, we believe there is enough legal grounds in ICANN bylaws, in prior GAC advice, and also in the applicant's guide. So our plea is very well grounded in the legal framework of the ICANN. That would be the first remark. The second remark is that there is no doubt that this is a geographic name. Amazon pertains to 4 departments of the Amazon countries. It is the department for those that probably do not know our political division is the second division for our countries. It's larger than provinces in our political division. And so it pertains to Venezuela, to Colombia, to Peru, and to Brazil. Amazon, in Spanish, also belongs to cities of our countries, and Amazon, in English, is also a city in Guyana. It has been allotted the 3-digit code number So it is in that 3166-2 list. So there is no doubt whatsoever that this is a geographic name. This would be the second remark. And the third remark is that, indeed, this is a public interest issue. And that is why we are discussing this in the GAC. There are several populations that have been involved in this. And I want to stress the fact that unanimously all Amazon countries and all Amazon provinces, departments, and local governments have expressed in writing their rejection to .Amazon. So there is a unanimous claim, a unanimous understanding of the community concern against this registration. So for the time being, those are the three remarks I would like to make, and of course I will be keen to come back in the discussion of any concern or any question that the members of the GAC may have.
Thank you, Peru. Okay, are there any other requests at this time? At the end of the table, is that South Africa?
South Africa, yes. Thank you, Chairperson.
Please.
We would just like to state that we support the contributions that have been made by the Brazilian delegation and the delegation from Peru. We have similar strong concerns about the need to protect public interest and communities and cultural and geographic indicators. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, South Africa. Next, I have Gabon, then Sri Lanka. Gabon, do I have the right GAC member?
Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Ah.
Oui, bien sûr, oui.
Thank you, Madame Chair. Gabon also needs to comment on this issue. It has received the comments from the Brazilian delegation on this issue, and we believe that if this zone was validated by ICANN, this would go against the new GTLD principles developed by the GAC Council in 2007. The new GTLDs should observe the sensitivities and those terms that have a national, cultural, geographical, and regional or traditional meaning. Therefore, ICANN should reject any application related to geographical, cultural strings that have these that pose these kind of problems.
Chairman, my intervention will be very short. This issue of Dr. Mason has reached foreign ministry and has gone to the highest level of attention between discussions with Brazilian government on a lot of bilateral trade-related issues. And in view of the comments made by the Brazilian as well as the Peruvian delegate, I wish to record our highest and the strongest support for what has been stated by Brazil and the Peruvian delegates at this session. Thank you.
Thank you, Sri Lanka. Next, I have Trinidad and Tobago, then Russia.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. The Governor of Trinidad and Tobago supports the position of Brazil on the .Amazon issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, I have Russia.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I will speak in Russian, so please use headphones.
The Russian delegation would like to express its support, its complete support to the claims that were given by our colleagues from Brazil and Peru. We also share their concerns in using geographical terms when registering domains by commercial companies, and of course we consider that the point of view of the government has to be taken into account in these terms and in these issues. Thank you very much for your attention.
Спасибо, Russia. Okay, Uruguay, you are next, please.
Just a very short speech. I want to speak as chair of the ministerial meeting of the Latin American Caribbean countries. The support for Patagonia and Amazon claims were in the strong words we could make in this event. It was a ministerial one, and we find no more for us to say that stress our opinion on the item. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Uruguay. Next, I have Uganda.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I want to join the others in supporting the statements made by the Brazil and other countries who are affected by Amazon, like all of us. And I wanted also to ask you, Madam Chairperson, many of us are from developing countries. We are going through a process of generating similar strings, which may be of concern to us. So I'm wondering, shall we always have to come here and make statements like this, or there's going to be a general way of protecting those strings that we think are sensitive to us? It's just a secondary request to hear from you. I'm not a regular participant in this meeting, but I follow. And I thought the GAC advice that was given would be enough to protect, but I just want to hear again whether this is going to be a procedure, that if we feel strongly that there's something we need to protect, we have to come here and talk about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Uganda. I have Australia next.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to all colleagues who have spoken already on this very important and obviously very sensitive issue for the GAC to consider. Thank you. It's very timely that I've followed my colleague from Uganda, so thank you very much for raising the question about a broad process. Many of you will have seen that I've put some suggestions to the GAC list on this issue. So first of all, I want to be very clear that the Australian government supports countries in advancing their national interest with regard to geographic names. This has obviously been a long-standing area of interest for the GAC, and there is a substantial amount of existing GAC advice on this issue. The situation we face today is that some governments consider geographic names that are not on ICANN's lists or picked up under ICANN's framework in the applicant guidebook. And I think this is why we are here today discussing this, because there is an apparent gap in ICANN's processes and policy framework. So from my proposal and the Australian government's proposal has been to fix this gap. It appears that there are many applications in the current round that governments clearly consider to be geographic names and of considerable significance. And what we face is that there is no clear process. We have in the GAC here these conversations, but in terms of ICANN's policy framework, there is something missing. There is no process whereby governments and applicants can put their cases and have them heard, no criteria for resolution, and so on. So the Australian government, while not commenting on any of the applications that are before us today, broadly would like to advance the idea that the GAC suggests to ICANN that it establish a clear process to deal with this issue that would apply in this round and in future rounds as well. I expect that many applicants in this round and people who pay attention will be sensitised in future rounds to the GAC's interest in this, but this situation may come up again. And I think we would do ourselves a great service if we were to recommend to ICANN to put in place a clear process to reconsider the issue of geographic names and deal with it so that we do have a very clear process going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. Argentina?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Australia, for bringing this this comment on your contribution. Our delegation in your country had a meeting that we think it was very constructive, and we replied to your proposal. I would like to stress a part of the applicant guidebook, which is a paragraph that should be considered by companies, and I think it has been taken kind of lightly from the applicant perspective. The applicant guidebook says in the section that talks about geographic names, in the event of any doubt, it's in the applicant's interest to consult with the relevant governments and public authorities and enlist their support or non-objection prior to submission of the application. In order to preclude possible objections and pre-address any ambiguities concerning the string and applicable requirements. Argentina thinks that if this paragraph would be more reinforced or mandated by the applicant guidebook, all these problems that we are having now wouldn't happen. Because if we had some communication or contact from the company before, maybe we could have found a way out, which is something that could have been negotiated among countries and the company. But that didn't happen. Just the companies went on with the application. So the applicant guidebook contemplates this event, but it has not been respected by the applicant. So we think that the GAC should stress this, and also we think that everything is written already in 2007 when the GAC in the Lisbon meeting, some of us were there that day, we issued the new GTL, GAC principles for new GTLDs, and this is where all our ideas are expressed. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Argentina. Next I have Brazil and then Portugal.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like just to comment three things very quick. I would agree with Peter. I think we need to have an action in the GAC to try to cover this gap. But I don't think the gap is as serious as we think. First, because of some arguments that the representative of Argentina just raised, because the, the obligation to search for previous negotiations is from the applicant. The countries, they have the right to discuss in this forum, the case. This is one thing. The second, it doesn't mean that we don't need to cover the gap. I think it's useful to make an effort to cover this gap. But try to reach the question by Uganda, I think in our point of view, yes, sometimes you need to come here because the list, the previous list, is not an exhaustive one. For example, now we have .Amazon, but in the future, maybe you can have .Sahara, .Sahel, .Nile, .Danube, and maybe these names, I don't know if these names are there. I don't have the list by heart, but maybe these names are not there. And it doesn't mean that they are not important for national, cultural, and traditional concerns in your countries. So it's true there's a gap, but also it's true that the procedure is a little bit different. But it's also true that the list is incomplete. And just to finish my argument, I'd like to say that it is possible that some geographical names solicitation can find a negotiated solution. Maybe, and it's the case, we know some cases where the city name, the state name, the province name has been subject of a solicitation of registration, and the government is negotiating with the company or the companies responsible for the solicitation, and it's okay. But in the .Amazon, it was not possible, and it's out of negotiation. So it's still there, the possibility of some geographical names registrations can be negotiated. We don't put it at risk. But in this specific case, and I'm quite sure that there will be some other case, .Africa has been a case in the past, and in this case, .Amazon was not possible to be negotiated. Thank you.
Thank you. Brazil, I have Portugal, then Peru, please.
Thank you very much. I think it's too serious, the issue we are dealing here with. And I would like to make mine on behalf of the Portuguese government, the comments made 5 minutes ago by Australia and Argentina. Thank you.
Thank you, Portugal. Peru, please.
Thank you. I would like to go along with the proposal for working on any eventual gap that could be in the list or in criteria for geographic names that are not in the list of ICANN. In this case, however, I would like to stress the difference with .Amazon in particular and focus on this case in particular. There is no ambiguity in this case. For the company that has submitted its application, it was very clear, and they knew beforehand that it was there, a very vast region that was shared by several countries, and that the name was a geographic name as well. That was very well known by the company from the beginning. So in this case, there was no doubt that they were dealing with a geographic name. There was also no doubt that it was a codified name because it got the three-digit code. So I would like to, and we are ready to collaborate in this process of striking new criteria or clearer criteria, but it would work for other cases. I think that we can deal with this separately in the near future. There is indeed need to equate the situation of those names that are in the realm of the national patrimony of countries and that have cultural, geographic significance. It is striking for us to see that there is a prior search on trademarks during the Sunrise period, but there is no list or no searching mechanisms for geographic names, so we shall work on that. But again, this is not the case for .Amazon. It was recognized by the company from the very beginning that they were dealing with governments and they were dealing with a region, a very vast one.
Thank you. Peru, Chile, please.
Thank you, Chair. Well, as we supported the declaration was circulated at the beginning of this meeting, we reiterate what we expressed there. We had similar concerns recently with other application, and this can be a case for any other country too. So We recognize that there are procedures in place and provisions in the different the guidebook and bylaws. And even though they could be clarified, we are also open to define new criteria for other cases, definitely. But we see in this case that there is factual data that's been expressed, and even though that's a standard position, they've engaged in conversations with the applicant, and no solution was achieved directly in those conversations. So we believe that we need to address the specific situation now and think seriously in what we have proposed regarding the GAC advice, despite of other conversations that we could put forward regarding the improvement or clarification for further cases. Thank you.
Thank you. Chile, I have South Africa and then Iran.
Thank you, Chair. During the Beijing meeting, I think there was only one dissenting voice regarding the GAC giving advice to the board to reject the .Amazon application. And when you look at the GAC principles with regard to geonames, it is a requirement that, you know, if you apply for a geographic name, you have to have government support, which was not the case in this matter. Also taking into account that that Amazon is a trademark. But for me, the fundamental question is, what was there first, the region or the trademark? Because I think that's very important to consider, to say that you might find that what actually informed the company's name was the region, Amazon. So from that premise, I think really, as the GAC, our job is easy, to say that we should actually give this advice to ICANN to say that they need to reject this the .Amazon application. And also the other thing is that we need to actually make a decision in this meeting. We cannot defer the decision to when we go to Argentina. It might be too late. So I think that, you know, for us as a GAC, we really need to apply our minds and do the right thing, because we are here representing governments and public policy. That's what we're here to do, advise ICANN on public policy that deals with the internet. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, South Africa. Iran, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je comprends que nous avons discuté, nous avons mis d'accord pour...
This is a specific issue about .Amazon. The only reason is that our distinguished colleague, we have addressed this issue of .Amazon because our colleague from Brazil was not able to attend this meeting tomorrow. What I'm asking is that we shouldn't make this issue too general, too comprehensive. It is not applicable to everyone. We need to discuss, we need to debate, but we shouldn't rush to get to something that might create difficulties for us in the future. That is why, Madam Chair, that I kindly ask you, with all due respect, to limit our discussion to .Amazon only. And for other more general cases, there would be other times to discuss them. There are specific cases, and we have to resort to international conventions and act on a case-by-case basis so as not to be generalizing and create something that in the future will prevent us from discussing and making decisions. This is the request that we are specifically making to you, Madam Chair.
China and Nepal? China, please.
I just want to say China supports the statement of the Brazil and Peru, Argentina.
Thank you. China, Nepal.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to comment on the conjecture from South Africa that Amazon, the company, may have got its name from the region. I recall in Beijing that the Brazilian delegation did read to us statements from the Amazon website confirming that indeed they did get the name from the region.
Thank you, Nepad. Next, I have Thailand.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. And I'd like to join my previous delegation to support the statement made by Brazil. And I also like to add that in when we talk about geographical names, in fact, I can also have another process that conduct in IDN, which refer to the extensive knowledge of United Nations geographical names, expert on geographical name, which also recognize the Romanized and non-Romanized country on how they define the long-term country and territory process. It exists there, but in the fast-track IDN and IDN consideration, which is not adopted in the application guidebooks. So there is some process already there, which is sufficient if you could have a look on the details of how they define the geographical names. And I think most of the country also supporting this UNGEGN. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Thailand. Okay, so at this point, I think we can pause. Iran, would you like to...
Oui, Madame la Présidente, selon ce que nous avons entendu, il me semble que nous avons arrivé à...
There is consensus on this issue. We do know that there are different viewpoints. However, we believe it is the right time to conclude, if you have the same impression I have, on this situation.
At this point, I think we can sum up for the moment. And this has been a very good exchange that we've had, I think. And we have successfully outlined, I think, what are some of the key issues in considering these names. And there is, I think, a lot of clarity for us in terms of the concerns expressed about some of the strings that have been mentioned in this discussion. And it may be the case that we can acknowledge as well as a GAC at our meetings here, in addition to addressing directly the question of those strings remaining on the list of outstanding strings, that we acknowledge that in some cases there may be gaps or additional considerations, and we may want to point that out to the board when we put together our communique. So I would at this point like to have us break for lunch, and we know that we have our session tomorrow where we will go through all the strings. And I do believe this has been, as I say, a useful exchange that we have had. I'm glad that we have had it. So I can see Brazil and Peru and Iran.
Madam Chair, I think that we have the opinions and the position of the countries here that clearly express their support to the Brazilian request to reject the .amazon registration. And I think that I don't see any reason to postpone this decision to tomorrow, or because we have all the opinions here today. So I would like to ask you to consider that.
Thank you. Brazil. Okay, I can see from the requests we're getting. I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say, Peru and Argentina.
Risking being predictable at this point here.
Perhaps I can continue. I think we can settle this. So... what I propose to do is put the question regarding .amazon, and then we will conclude this session. So, are there any objections to a GAC consensus objection to the application for .amazon? recognizing that there are IDN equivalents. This would apply to those equivalents. So I am now asking you in the committee whether there are any objections to a GATT consensus objection on the applications for .Amazon, which would include their IDN equivalents. I see none. Would anyone like to make any comments on the string .Amazon? I see none. Okay, so it is decided, and now we will break for lunch. Please be back here at 2:00.